Hello, hello folks, how are we all doing? It's the 12th of February 2015. I'm just heading to work and just a wee audio boo talking about the famous Glasgow Celtic. As we all know, we've got a huge game coming up next Thursday night, a week today. But this time next week, obviously, we'll all be getting ready for the Inter Milan game, which is going to be a sellout, which is a sellout, rather. And it's going to be a good game. I mean, obviously, Milan are kind of struggling in their league at the moment. I think they're sitting in ninth position. Mancini's struggling to get a settled team that can make a run for the title or for top three. So it's a good time. Well, I'm saying it's a good time to get them. It's Inter Milan, doesn't matter if they're struggling in the league or not. It's going to be a hard, tough game. I said in my blog about a month back when I was talking about the game. I thought Celtic would win the home leg. I still believe we'll win the home leg. I think I said at the time we'd win it 2-0, and we'd probably lose the return 3-0. And I still believe that. I mean, as much as I'd like to see Celtic go through, which would be brilliant, I still think that the Italian team will be too tough for us in the long run. Anyway, it wouldn't really matter because I only look at these two. These are two prestige games for me. I've got a huge sellout next week at Parkhead, which is going to be a great atmosphere, and then obviously travel over to Milan and playing them over there. So yeah, two excellent games of football to look forward to. Prior to that, we've got St Johnstone coming up on Saturday on the telly game. So we want to keep our run going that we're on now with the 8 clean sheets. Another one last night against Spartak Thistle, 3-1. Two of the goals scored by our debutant players, Gary Mackay-Steven and Stuart Armstrong, assisted by Big John Gaudette, who's in the last 5-6 games, but you can see the guy just needs a goal. Shining like a bear, he's playing his heart out. Good on the big fella, eh? And when he does get his goal again, and he'll probably go on another run. I mean, he got the 12-12 at the start of his introduction to the team, and he's a good addition to the squad. He set up two goals last night as well, and he puts his cellar boot up there, so well deserved getting in the team. Of course, Lee Griffiths has been on a good rainy form recently as well, scoring back to back headers there in the games against Rangers. Sorry, slap on the wrist for that. I said Rangers, that is a swear word. Meant Sevco in the League Cup. He scored a goal against MVC, and then the following week he scored another one. So I'm very pleased with the way the season's gone. We're back top of the league again. 3 points clear, game in hand. 15 goals, a goal difference over Aberdeen. We all have played our game on Saturday against St Johnstone before Aberdeen play. If we win that, obviously it's 6 points. They're playing the Sunday against Hamilton, so we'll see how they go on in that game. But hopefully by the end of Sunday evening, if they've dropped some points, we've got back having a healthy lead at the top. But barring that, obviously we've got, in March, we've got 3 games coming up against Dundee United, a league tie, a league cup final, and a quarter final of the Scottish Cup. Now, the law of averages would say that we're going to at least lose one of the games, eh? Obviously, for me, I'd prefer to lose, if I was going to lose any of the 3 games, it would obviously be the league game, because we want to win the cup and we want to progress in the Scottish. We can afford to drop 3 points in the league because we're well capable to picking that back up. Of course, again, like the Milan scenario, I'm saying Celtic will get beat. Celtic will win 2-0 and lose 3-0 away. That's just my prediction, but obviously I would love to see them going through. Same scenario with the three games against United. I'd like to see them win all three games. I'm just kind of going on the low average, like you say, thinking, we're going to lose one of the games at least. So yeah, I think everything's coming together at the right time. Since the turn of the year, the team's been really good, and with these new guys coming in and Coleman signing a new contract, it's like a breath of fresh air. Ronnie Dyla's, the fans have really taken to Ronnie Dyla now. We've got the Ronnie Roar after the games. The guy's shown, keeps nice and calm during the games, knows what he's all about, what he's wanting to do, and then he lets go a wee bit at the end, and that bit of passion at the end that he shows with the fans is nice to see. He kind of engages, which a lot of managers don't do. As soon as the game's over, they're up the tunnel, see you later. Ronnie's out there, like what Neil Lennon was, and then Martin O'Neill and Gordon Strachan, they were all kind of the same. But Ronnie's, I wish the guy the best. I hope he does well, and I hope he wins trophies this year, and I'm sure he will, and he'll deserve them. And the way Celtic's playing and passing the ball about now, his methods are obviously coming through to the fore. Anyway, I've ranted on enough. This is only meant to be a wee short 10-minute podcast. Look forward to the games coming up. Like I say, it'd be nice to have a treble at the end of the season. We've only done it three times in the past. Last time was, I think, 2002 under Martin O'Neill. So winning the treble would be something special for the team and the club and the fans. It would be absolutely annoying. Anyway, folks, thanks for listening. Hail, hail, God bless, and I will catch you the next time we put one of these out. Enjoy the games coming up, like I say, and I'll see you later. Hail, hail.